How many of you think about dying once in a while? Think about dying. Well, you need to think about dying. The Word of God said it's better to think about dying than it is to go to a party. You know that? Then people who go to parties all the time don't think about dying, but then they wind up dying early because they go to too many parties. But when they think about dying, it brings them into a place of repentance with God and think, ooh, I better pay attention, and I'm gonna obey God. Okay, next couple of verses. Give us gladness in proportion to our former misery. Replace the evil years with good. Let us see your miracles again. Let our children see your glory at work. How many of you love to see God's miracles at work? Oh, I love to see him when he does these miracles. Every once in a while he does one for me. I mean, I consider that a miracle the other day when I got to talk to that man out at Kathy's house and God healed him. Don't you, Kathy? Wasn't that awesome? God, when a man's got cancer and you find out he has an unforgiveness towards someone and he repents and you just lay your hands on him and pray for him, just like God says, and then whenever they go back to the doctor, there's not a sign of cancer in his body. Is that an awesome God we serve, girl? I mean, is that our God? That's a merciful, kind, loving, forgiving God. But see, he disciplines us because of sin. When he told us very clearly, the whole no unforgiveness, for no conditions, or we'd be sent a tormenting spirit to torment us by God. You know, most people don't believe that. But many people suffer pain and suffering for years and years and in and out of hospitals and everything because they've held a grudge against somebody all their life, never realizing it was their unforgiveness that put them in all of those conditions. And I've seen many. In fact, I think about this Norma Garcia, her testimonies back there on the Testimonies of Miraculous Healing, how that she was an older woman, a grandmother, and she had been in and out of the hospitals, and she now has had Parkinson's and lupus together and probably wasn't going to live too much longer. And when I went down to Louisiana and spoke in that little church, I spoke on unforgiveness and what happens to you when you hold a grudge against someone. And her daddy had abused her as a little girl, and she had held a grudge against him forever since she was a little child. She had been in and out of hospitals. She had had several surgeries. She had had all kinds of problems, and nobody ever told her that her unforgiveness was what opened the door to the enemy to do this to her. So when that woman, when she heard me teach on that, she repented and told God she forgive her daddy. She would, of course, he had already died, but she said, I forgive him. I promise to love him. And I, Lord, I ask you to forgive me. And that woman got up shaking like this with Parkinson's and the lupus and walked down the aisle. She was the very first one. And when I said, ma'am, what can I do for you? She said, I have Parkinson's and lupus, but I have repented of all my sin. And I reached up and laid my hand on her. She was a great woman. I mean, she loved God. She had taught her children the Word of God. She taught her grandchildren the Word of God. She was a great woman of God, but she missed that unforgiveness portion from God's Word. And when I reached up and touched her, her being the good woman she was, with all the things she had good to her name, but that one thing, unforgiveness, when she repented of that, all I had to do was lay my hand on her shoulder and say, in the name of Jesus and the King of the universe, instantly heal Norma Garcia. I mean, he instantly healed her. He's an awesome God. You know, her testimony is back there on those CDs, DVDs, Testimonies of Miraculous Healing. It's awesome to see this God that we serve do those kind of things. And, of course, from there, I mean, that same day, the very next person I prayed for was Johnny Brumfield. And when I went to Johnny, Johnny's the one had the knees that was crushed and hadn't walked in 21 months. And when I laid hands on Johnny and prayed for him, he was sitting right here on the front row with his legs straight out with steel braces on both legs. When I told him, after he told me what happened, and he said he had repented of all his sins, and I told him that John 14, 13, and 14 made an awesome promise that he believe it, and I quoted it to him, and he said, if it's written in that book, I believe it. And so I got down in front of him, laid my hands on his knees. I said, Father, on behalf of John 14, 13, and 14, I ask you to give this man two new legs. And I thank you and praise you for doing it. And God gave him two new legs just like that. He took the steel off of his legs and stood up and began to run around all over the church. I mean, you just stand in awe when you see God do something like that. You know where I'm coming from? How would you feel? How would you feel if you got to lay your hands on somebody's got two crushed legs that hadn't walked a step in 21 months, and you prayed a simple little prayer and quoted God's word, and you saw them get up and run all over the place, instantly healed? How would that affect you? Oh, it would make you think there is no God, huh? Is that what it would do to you? Would it confirm to you there is a God? Who do you think did that for that man? Who do you think healed that man out at your house, Kathy? He was there that day too, wasn't he? He's everywhere. Do you believe he's right here in this room today? Yes, he is. He's right here in this room with us today. Praise the Lord. Okay, let's see what verse 17 says, and then we'll go to Psalm 91. And may the Lord our God show us his approval and make our efforts successful. Yes, make our efforts successful. If there's anything we want to have our efforts be successful. Okay, now I want to go to Psalms 91, and I want to show you how to make your life as good as possible with as little pain as possible. How many of you would like to go through life with no pain? Hey, that's me too. How many of you would like to go through life with no sickness and disease? That's me too. Praise the Lord. Well, there is many, many places in God's Word that show us how to do this, but there's almost nobody ever believes it. You know, I mean, we just don't believe God. But I want to show you what he said here. He says in Psalm 91, those who live in the shelter of the Most High will find rest in the shadow of the Almighty. Now, what does it mean to live in the shelter of the Almighty? In other words, if you live in the Word, and there'll be some more scriptures in Proverbs in a few minutes we'll get to that'll confirm this, but the problem that we have today in the church is we don't spend any time with God in the Word. We spend time with everything else, but no time with Him. I mean, the devil will get you doing so many things. I know I have this problem myself. If I'm not careful, I'll go all day and I may not spend but an hour, or sometimes I'll go through the whole day and not spend any time at all in the Word. But sometimes maybe I only spend an hour, you know, and sometimes I may spend 6 or 8 in the same day, you know, so I do that a lot, you know, that I'll spend 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 hours in one day reading, studying, listening to the Word. I realize the power is in the Word. And if you want to be healthy, because he said, if I live in the shelter of the Most High, I will find rest in the shadow of the Almighty. Then he says, and this I declare of the Lord, He alone is my refuge, my place of safety. He is my God, and I am trusting Him. You have to not be ashamed of God. And so many people you'll see today, somebody says, well, are you a Christian? They says, two things I don't talk about, politics and religion. Like Irwin Baxter, he said, I think it's time we talk about it. I think it's time we talk about it too. He's right on. It's time we start talking about it. We don't even talk to our children about God. We don't read the Word of God to them. We don't teach them what the Word says. But yet God put the monkey right on every man's back. Every father, God demands that the husband be the example, the father and the husband be the example of Jesus Christ to his wife and his children, and to teach them the Word of God. And to do it with a demonstration of the Spirit's power. And you know, it's such a shame today that almost nobody walks in a demonstration of the Spirit's power anymore. I even know pastors that have never walked in a demonstration of the Spirit's power. Isn't that a shame? We all ought to be able to pray for the sick and see God show up once in a while. But the church I was raised up in for all those years, we didn't even talk about praying for the sick. We never prayed for the sick. I thought how sad this was. But anyway, that's just the way it is. A demonstration of the Spirit's power is never done in so many churches. But fathers in churches ought to be ought to know they are the priests of the home, and they are to teach their children and their wife about God. And how do you do that? You read the Word to them every day. And if you don't do that, I guarantee it will bring sickness and disease into your life. If you don't do it. And it'll bring sickness and disease into your children's life. Most people don't want their children to be sick and die. But I guarantee if you don't teach your children the things of God, your children will go the wrong way. And if you don't walk in a demonstration of the Spirit's power with your children, when they go off to college, if you let them go to a secular college, which most of them are today, you will lose 95% of your children when they go to college because of some stupid professor up there that thinks he knows everything. He'll tell you there is no God. Well, let me tell you, I only got one thing to say. There's not anybody can talk me out of believing there is a God. I know Him very personally and very well. And I don't care who you are or what you say. You're not going to talk me out of it. I know the King. He is an awesome God. And I'm willing to declare that He is my Lord. He's my refuge and my strength. In Him do I trust. You know, so I'm going to be willing to do this. Now then He said, if I dwell in the secret place, and if I declare the Lord is my God, then let's see what happens in verse 3 and 4. For He will rescue you from every trap and protect you from the fatal plague. If you dwell in the secret place with the Most High God, and you'll say of the Lord, He's my refuge and my strength, He clearly says there, He will rescue you from every trap the devil sets for you. Every trap the devil sets you. God will protect you from that and from the fatal plague. So when that sickness tries to come through the land that's going to kill you, if you're walking in obedience to God's Word, you don't have to worry about going down and getting the flu shot.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast in its entirety titled, Live in the Word, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.